your money, or your life. If a robber is standing in front of you with a gun pointed at you, I think handing over your cash is the only sane thing to do, because money means nothing in comparison to life itself. And a robbery, or any crisis situation, lets us know what really matters. Today's first reading and gospel deal with the issues of wealth and injustice that we have been struggling with since time immemorial. Money is neither good nor bad in itself. It's the way we relate to it that makes all the difference. If we lack freedom with regard to our money, then we have become its prisoner. A courageous few will try to live with as little as possible, but the vast majority of us need money. We have bills to pay. Having said that, the gospel continually reminds us that we need to simplify our lives. As always, Jesus is the model for us. He felt free to enjoy the good things of this world. He hung out at weddings and was invited to many feasts. He was comfortable both with the rich and the poor because he loved people, not things. Amos, our prophet, the prophet from our first reading, arrived in the kingdom of Israel in the 8th century before Christ at a time when its prosperity was at its greatest height. But beneath the glitter and the glamour, he saw a world of injustice and exploitation of the poor. Sadly, his ancient denunciations still sound perfectly familiar to us. Cheating is now done more with computers than with weighing scales, but greed and corruption, especially among the rich and the politically powerful, continues unabated. As in the time of Moses, many of the wealthy forget about their dependency on God and think they deserve their privileged status. Some even seek to end social welfare and believe the poor and needy should somehow get themselves sorted. I'm reminded of the quote by Horace McKenna on the wall downstairs in McKenna Hall. The poor cannot lift themselves by their own bootstraps because they have no boots. The diminution of human dignity cannot be tolerated by any conscientious and loving Christian. Some have been given more talents than others, and the Gospels clearly recognize this. But these gifts need to be used not to get more for ourselves, but to offer more for the building up of God's kingdom. The greater our gifts, the greater our responsibility to share them with those who have less. The exhortation in the second reading to pray especially for those in power and authority makes sense in this context. They need our prayers so that the power we entrust them with is used for the well-being of everyone in the community. And so the gospel speaks about stewardship. A steward is responsible for handling the goods and property of their employer. The steward today was wasteful of his master's property. He was going to be fired, and so he took steps to guarantee his future by removing his cut from the debts in order to win goodwill in the future. Jesus told this story not to encourage dishonesty, but to draw attention to the steward's foresight. Jesus chose a steward in today's gospel to make a point. We need to remember that we are the stewards and never the owners of what we possess. We have no absolute right to anything we have. I can do what I like with my money and property because it's mine, is a statement that any committed Christian shouldn't make. The question of a successful life is not how much did you make, but how did you use what you have to help others? This is the way to make the friends Jesus talks about in today's gospel.